The following program is brought to you in living color.
To Homeland! Stop! In our country we have great tradition. Change glasses.
To Homeland.
Stop!
In our country, we have a custom. We always change glasses, too.
Now, everybody drink.
It's The Wine Crush, the show that's all about the grape and the lifestyle it creates. Now, here's your host for The Wine Crush, Laura Lawson.
People like this are a menace to decent society.
Welcome to The Wine Crush. I'm Laura Lawson, your favorite Chardonnay sipping diva, and you are listening to the show that's all about the grape and all its glory, all the vine, all the time, everything you didn't want to know about wine. For those of you who were so brave and tuned into last week's show, we are continuing along those great lines. Last week, of course, we had Jerome Jandon. He is the International Director for Tattinger. We also had a studio full of our peanut gallery, including some of the great minds in the food and beverage business. Well, we decided we were having a great time. We're going to carry on the party. And so that's exactly what we did. For those of you who did listen to last week's show, thank you for tuning in again. You're brave. For those of you who missed last week's show, we encourage you to check it out on the website, winecrush.com. And while you are on that website, you can see wonderful videos of the actual show being made. You can also check out what we promised you was going to be up there. Yes, Jerome was going to savor a bottle of champagne. That's going to be coming up at the top of the next segment. But right now, of course, we have to refamiliarize you with everyone in the room. Of course, Jerome, say hello again.
Thanks. Hello, Laura. Thanks for inviting me again.
Yes, and for our listeners, just remember, I have allowed a Frenchman into the studio with a sword. So it has been a touch and go up until this point, but right now there's been no bloodshed and everyone seems to be intact. And of course, we do have over on the far right, Peter.
A pleasure to be here.
Of course, this is Peter Grills. He is with the Ballantine Hotel. We have Gary Oikemus, which some of our erstwhile listeners will remember as the occasional guest host.
Laura, good to be here as always.
Good to have you here. And we have our mystery guest, Frank. Frank, would you like to say some words?
Yes, thank you very much, Laura. It's great to be here with Jerome. And just like the movie said, are you for scuba?
Okay, we are definitely off to the high point. We have had fun with this. And, of course, Kent's even joining in the battle. He has decided he absolutely adores Jerome and wants to keep him permanently.
I think he's the only person we've ever had in the room who can handle you.
Well, you're not brave enough to step from behind the glass.
I hide behind the glass. Yes, exactly.
And he is sitting right here. Well, of course, we are talking about champagne, and it was interesting. I got challenged in the hall. Because after all, I am the Chardonnay guzzling, sipping, drinking, IVing diva. And people are saying, well, Laura, you're betraying your roots. How can you possibly drink all this champagne and talk about champagne and still be loyal to Chardonnay? So, Jerome, I'm going to start by asking you a question. How is champagne made?
A blend of three grapes, Pinot Noir, well known now. Thanks, Hollywood, for once you're useful. Second, Chardonnay. So you're not wrong to drink champagne.
Exactly.
For once, I have to admit, I have to support you.
Oh, well,
and third,
you.
Pinot Meunier, that the third, you know, grape which grows in champagne, and the second, which is a red grape. Those three grapes must be blended to produce a non-vintage brut champagne.
So two red grapes and a white grape.
Correct.
The next question I'm sure our listeners may have is most champagne that you see in the glass, of course, is that beautiful, oh, great yellow honeyed Chardonnay color. How can that possibly be when there's red grapes in this blend?
I love when you say honey like that.
Nice.
Let's get sexy. to answer to your question, because any kind of grape, whatever the color, give you the same white juice.
Okay, fair enough.
It's a skin contact with the red, which gives you the color rosé or red you have in still wine like Napa or Bordeaux.
So since we're talking about Tattinger, everyday Tattinger Brut, the house style, what is the blend on that? Isn't that mostly Chardonnay? Is it Pinot Noir?
Correct. We are the Chardonnay champagne. We are the family who promote the Chardonnay, and it's 40% Chardonnay in this not vintage.
Well, that explains why Tattinger is my favorite.
Voila.
At least for this week.
So those who are just criticizing, so teasing you, are totally wrong.
For a change. I like that. Okay, so as we sit and think about champagne, we talked about in the last week's show that it's only for special occasions, but this week's show we're going to try and get into more specifics, and we're going to talk a little bit more about champagne, how it's made, how it's fostered. We did have a running joke in the last show about how big champagne is, and we talked about, finally got around to the point, that it's about 87,000 acres. Gary had suggested it was the size of Manhattan, which I do appreciate. But in actuality, I have had a report from the Peanut Gallery that 87,000 acres is about the size of one cattle ranch in Texas. So there we go. That was kind of our answer. And of course, as always, we encourage you to call in and correct us all the time when we're wrong. That's Kent's job. You can reach him at 877-4-CRUSH-1. He is great at that part of this. Also, once again, Laura Lawson at winecrush.com for any email, any questions, or anything you might want to know about champagne or anything else. Well, we have a very interesting opportunity coming up at the top of the next segment. Jerome is kind enough to have brought his knife all the way from France to actually saber a bottle. And what this means is that we're going to let this Frenchman loose with a knife and a champagne bottle. So we're going to let him have a blade, which is roughly serrated. We're going to let him have glass that's under pressure, and we're going to put him together with some of my favorite friends and, of course, myself. So as we get close to that top of that segment, just remember how much I have enjoyed talking with you over the years. Keep in mind, we're coming up on our 100th show, and I certainly would like to make it. But if I don't, just remember, as always, drink what you like, not what you're told. Jerome, you're not here to hurt anybody, are you?
No.
No?
Nobody tells me what I like and what I drink, and especially when I should drink. So it's a country of freedom. Drink whenever you want.
I like that. Is there a set time that champagne is good to drink?
Oh, yeah. Before dinner and after dinner to please the ladies. And after a great night, if you see what I mean, you've got rosé for breakfast.
Rosé for breakfast has definitely helped me out on many mornings.
And when you drink rosé for breakfast in the hotels, you know what's happening?
What?
The ladies look at you in such a way that you call the front desk for a late checkout.
As you can see, our Frenchman is certainly showing his colors. Well, as we get closer to the top of the next segment, we are going to take, like I said, your phone calls, but also we are going to get adventurous. And I've got to ask Jerome this question. You were talking about the hotels. You're talking about what time to drink champagne. What do you think of mimosas? You talked about the morning. You talk about people mixing orange juice with champagne. How do you feel about that?
As long as they drink my stuff, I don't care. Business is business. I'm French, not stupid. But if you want to talk in
That's
a classical
debatable.
Way, of course, champagne is, it talks by itself, you know. It would be a pity for me. But, you know, I'm a classical way. But again, really feel comfortable. If people like it only with, you know, a kind of orange juice or whatever, or, you know, we used to drink, it was on my parents' generation, the favorite cocktail, which is like Kir Royal. The Royal.
What?
Kir Royal.
Okay.
That means a raspberry juice concentrated, a little bit sweet, mixed with a glass of champagne.
Oh.
And that was, of course, a rosé color. And it was a little bit, I would say, not sweet, but softer than the regular brut. And the ladies love that. And it's still a kind of a upscale glass for cocktail.
All right. Another way to drink and enjoy your champagne. Well, we're going to take a small break right here, and we are all going to venture outside, and I'm sure we will have some interesting things to report when we return.
Check out winecrush.com for weekly wine recommendations, recipes, blogs, and news items.
I heard in the news the other day about how one man's $3,000 credit card balance exploded to over $10,000 in no time at all. As good as the plastic in your wallet may be, if you run into any problems with your credit card companies, they'll hit you so hard with late and over-limit fees that your head'll spin, and so will your debt. At that point, you cannot stop your runaway debt problem. Well, yes, you can. If your credit card debt is out of control, you're getting collection calls, you're mad as hell, and you can't take it anymore, call us and one of our partner companies will negotiate on your behalf and show you strategies to help you get out of debt.
If you have $10,000 or more in unsecured debt, call now for a free debt analysis. 800-948-6815. 800-948-6815. 800-948-6815.
Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway announcement. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, against the better judgment of our management team, we're going to prove to you once and for all that Proactive works. So if you want to try it, give us a call, because we're going to let a million people try Proactive and receive our legendary refining face mask free if you call right now.
You heard it. Be one of the first callers and you'll receive a 60-day trial of Proactive Solution risk-free, plus a free refining face mask when you call 1-800-727-8614.
Proactive's combination therapy system uses prescription-grade acne medicine and soothing spa-quality botanicals to create a powerful acne-fighting system. It's so effective it transforms blemishes and bumps into clear, smooth skin.
You can have beautiful, healthy-looking skin. Put us to the test and we'll prove it. Get your risk-free 60-day trial plus a free refining face mask. Call toll-free now, 1-800-727-8614. That's 1-800-727-8614.
Confessions of a Potentially Perfect Parent, brought to you by AdoptUsKids.org.
I might look like an adult, like a person who could possibly be a parent, but I have no idea how to talk like one. And everyone knows that if you want to be a parent, you have to sound good when you say things like, "Don't make me turn this car around," or "Because I said so," or "Don't make me come back there." I don't even really know what those things mean, but I know that I actually believed my parents when they said them to me. How did they manage to sound so convincing? Here we go. "Don't make me come back there." Ugh, no, that's not tough enough at all. Kids can sense weakness. "Don't make me come back there." Ooh, yeah, that's better. In fact, that kind of sounded like my dad. Weird.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who would love to listen to you practice your dad voice. Call 1-888-200-4005 or visit AdoptUsKids.org for more information. This message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.
Honey, put this on top of the minivan.
We're only going for 2 weeks. You want me to back the kitchen sink, too?
Well, is there room?
Hey, you guys, you going on vacation?
Who's that?
I don't know.
Because we're planning on robbing your house tonight.
All right, I'm calling an alarm service.
Wouldn't it be great if you could be warned of life's risks? If you have diabetes, you can. There's a simple blood test called A1C that can help measure your risk of complications from diabetes. Why is it important? Because more than 600 people every day die from diabetes and its complications. If your A1C is above 7, your doctor can show you how to lower it. If you have diabetes, know your risk. Know your A1C. Ask your doctor, or for more information, go to www.diabetesa1c.org or call 1-877-TEST-A1C. Brought to you by the American Diabetes Association, Juvenile Diabetes Research Foundation International, and the Ad Council.
Hey now, you're an all-star. Get your game on, go play. Hey now, you're a rock star. Get the show on.
Welcome back to The Wine Crush. I'm Laura Lawson, your Chardonnay sipping diva. And I just can't express to you, for the first time ever, I wish this was a TV show and it wasn't a radio show. I realize I had the face for radio, but this was truly a unique experience. At the break, we all stepped outside. And because sabering can be a little bit dangerous, anytime you do get a saber and you get a bottle of wine under pressure, there is opportunity for mishaps. But we all took the time to step outside of the studio, and in front of a group of about 15, Jerome took his saber and took a bottle of Tattinger Prelude champagne, and with one perfect smooth movement, managed to take the top off that bottle. For our listeners, I encourage you, go to the website, winecrush.com, to see this absolutely amazing event. But Jerome, I have to ask you, explain sabering. Where does this come from? What's the tradition?
The tradition comes from Napoleon the First battles. The light cavalry didn't have any protection and were facing, you know, an assault, the infantry of the enemy, and had a lot of casualties. So having said that, of course, after each battle, just to commemorate their bodies who died on the battlefield, they were sabering with a long saber, a little bit curvy, for those who remember or have a picture in their mind. And, of course, they had ladies' parties. And each time I saber, like I told you, you know, above champagne, it's really important that I remember for that reason any kind of soldier, any kind of uniform, you know, on the battlefield for the sacrifice. And it's more than fun. It's a kind of a really respect to them.
And in respect for that, at this moment, we'd like to replay for you how it sounded.
Home run, as I believe here, yes.
Home run, as I can, definitely being there, what, 38 feet, Jerome?
Yeah, I mean, 38 feet, 12.5 meters. I mean, just translate in feet, I get
Once
lost.
Again, the Frenchman going back to the metric. And for you, you can actually see his fancy knife that he used to do this.
Saber, I'm going to kill you.
That's why. Hey, see, we have officially been threatened by the French. That means at some point they're going to throw their weapons down and run off, but that's neither here nor
but,
there.
But, you know, you've said, you know, that you are a democracy and you just keep out of a royalty, correct? You
correct.
Said that previously.
I did.
And now you criticize me because I come back to metric. But your inches and things, you know, come from the Brits monarchy. It doesn't sound like a democracy, which tried to came out of monarchy.
That's
it should
true.
Be metric.
But true, at least they speak the right language over with the Brits. So we have progress there. Okay, we're going to get back on point after the savoring and, of course, relax and enjoy, but talk a little bit more about champagne. And actually, I have a question for you. We were talking about the idea of luxury, and, of course, Hattinger owns an amazing property in California that's one of my favorites. Domaine Carneros, Eileen Crane does an exceptional job.
Correct.
But I think all of us here at some point have enjoyed the rosé that Eileen makes, probably to excess. But Do Frenchmen drink sparkling wine? Does Domaine Carneros go over to France?
No, because first of all, it's so popular here that we almost sell out everything in North America. So thank you, USA. Thank you, guys. And second, we've got sparkling wine since a long time. You know, Cramant from Alsace. We've got in the Loire Valley as well some great sparkling wine. So we've got enough, you know, locally, and we drink so much. Just want to give you numbers, you know. Champagne, old Champagne vineyard, I mean, it's not a secret, produce around 375 million bottles per year for such a tiny vineyard. And the French drink 100 million. We are 62 million people.
Good
when
Lord.
When you think on 62, you got like at least 20 million people below 16 years old, because for us it's 60, it's not 21.
It's 112 million bottles y'all drink in France.
Only. And we're like 40 million able legally to drink. And we still drink Calvados, Cognac, Armagnac, Bordeaux, Burgundy, and so on. And Alsace. Don't forget the Alsace. I love so much Alsace wine, Riesling, Gewürztraminer, and so on. It's insane. Sorry.
Well, maybe they all just have the habit that you do. Actually, you don't consume that much. You just keep wasting it in your bathtub.
You don't waste in your bathtub. That's all right. A great cause.
All right. Fair enough. But just keep in mind for our listeners, Domaine Carneros is part of the great Tattinger house. Tattinger has 7 different marks. Would you explain what a mark is and what we're talking about?
Yes. Long story short, because I don't want to bother anybody, you've got the regular, not vintage Brut, which is the most popular because the most accessible in matter of price of champagne, called Brut La Française. After you got the Brut Prestige Rosé, which is a non-vintage Rosé Brut. It's a Brut champagne as well. And I would like just to precise that Rosé, it's not sweet. It's not the damn white Zinfandel you had during the 70s. I've been told that after many years I've keep asking everybody. So pink champagne or rosé champagne, as we say, never was, is not, never will be sweet.
No, pink champagne is safe to drink. It's not the stuff you see in those bad saucer glasses and you drink out of a shoe.
Exactly. And remember, pink champagne or rosé champagne makes me the lady say, not no anymore, but maybe. So drink it, gentlemen, trust me. And the French are good only in 2 things, ladies and champagne. But so on, you know, after that, what is important
well, that,
in
that
life.
Well, that's pretty much all you're talking about. So can we get back on point? What other champagnes do you
I
make,
I love
Jerome?
That when you try to be efficient. The third one is a Brut millésime or vintage. Millésime means vintage. In champagne, we do vintage champagne when we want, not every year like wine. So it's important to know that right away, it's 5 or 6 steps above the not vintage. For which reason? Because normally champagne houses choose the best harvest or the best, most exceptional years to produce a vintage champagne. After that, you've got the Grand Cru. Grand Cru sounds familiar to those who love wine like Burgundy or Bordeaux. It's a small part of the vineyard, less than 9%. Only Pinot Noir and Chardonnay can be Grand Cru, the best quality of the grapes. Through centuries, we know Mother Nature gives to those lots, you know, the best, whatever the harvest gives.
So it's like Grand Cru like we know from Burgundy, exactly.
Exactly.
When you talk about a Burgundy Grand Cru, it's the same AOC, it's the same laws, same regulations, same everything for a Grand Cru champagne.
I would say kind of, you know, I don't want to go too much in details
okay,
and regulation,
fair enough.
But that means the same. Yeah,
okay.
You're right. Yeah.
I'm sorry, what?
That means the same, yeah.
No, I'm sorry, what did you say before that?
I said, I don't want, what? I forgot.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you said I was right.
No.
Please continue.
He did.
Okay. He did? I thought he stepped into that.
That's why, dear ladies and gentlemen, I couldn't guess, you know, what you was asking me. So to come by the subject, and after you got the tiniest part or the smallest part of the production of champagne, which we call tête de cuvée or the head of the line.
The head of the lion?
Yeah. Of the line,
L-I-N-E. Okay.
Each champagne house has a line. I just mentioned for Tanger.
Okay.
You can do Moët Chandon, Veuve Clicquot, Paul Roger, Bollinger is the same. They have different type of champagne to the top.
So like Dom is, obviously Moët and Chandon's called Dom Pérignon. Yeah,
exactly. Louise Roderick calls Cristal.
Cristal.
Veuve Clicquot calls La Grande Dame.
Does Tattinger's Tête de Cuvée have a special name?
Yes. Comte de Champagne.
Comte de Champagne.
Comte de Champagne. So
okay.
You got the Blanc de Blanc, which means 100% Chardonnay. You got the Rosé. Voila. We made everything. And after you got the tiny part of Champagne, we call it Sec, which means S-E-C dry, which means a little bit more sugar in the dosage.
That is actually something I want to get into in the next segment, because I think one of the reasons people stay away from Champagne, and gentlemen, I don't know if you agree with me or not, it's confusing. For the simple reason, you sit down, you look at a bottle. Americans, of course, I'm sure you'll swear that we've ruined it. But you see Brut. You see Extra Dry. You see Demi-Sec. You see Sec. And these are not really words that the general American populace is familiar with. I have a good girlfriend. She was calling, talking about champagne. She was all excited. She picked up a bottle of Extra Dry, and she thought it was going to be a drier style, and she got it home, and it was sweet.
Yes.
So in the next segment, I do want you to explain how that happens and why the labeling is like such.
And first, I totally agree. It's really confusing. It's not logical. It's French. I'm sorry, but it's so true. When you call dry, it means a little bit sweeter, which is the opposite of what means dry. Yeah, definitely. So demi-sec, for everybody, is the sweetest you can find. Sec is a little bit below. Brut is a general, name, to just explain, I would say, a medium dosage of sugar we inject in the bottle with the yeast to make what we call the secondary fermentation, the effervescence.
Okay.
And zero brut, it's almost no dosage. Really, really dry, but in the real meaning of dry.
Those are some of my favorite. All right, we're going to take a small break right here, but when we return, we'll hear questions from you and, of course, more from Jerome after this.
Are you feeling the credit card crunch? Increasing prices and the cost of credit are stretching budgets and preventing people just like you from getting ahead or just catching up with their debts. American Financial Solutions is a nonprofit organization that can help you get back on track with your debts and strengthen your financial situation. We offer a customized debt management plan, not a consolidation loan or a settlement, but a renegotiation of terms with your current creditors. You could benefit from lower interest rates, reduced fees, finally having your past due accounts brought back into current status, and a single monthly payment. So if you're falling behind on your credit cards, medical bills, or accounts and collections, get your current statements together and give American Financial Solutions a call now.
Here's the number for your free debt analysis. 800-430-8804. 800-430-8804. 800-430-8804. Not all services available in all states. Terms and conditions apply.
What would you do if you had to choose between the buffalo and the giraffes? between a flower or an elephant, what would you choose? What if you had to decide between a 100-year-old tree and a 1,000,000-year-old beech? Between drinking clean water or breathing clean air? Would you make the right choice? Would there be a right choice? Now there's a way to help. Not just one, but all these things. EarthShare, the world's leading environmental groups working together. It's one choice we can all live with.
This ad sponsored by Ad Council and EarthShare.
We are talking about our world today. Oh, and someone's on the line.
Hi, I'm Jacqueline.
Welcome, Jacqueline. How old are you? You sound so young.
I'm 8.
Oh, wow. I assume you're a student, right?
Yes, from Jefferson Elementary. And I have a question.
Sure. And what's your question?
We all know the Earth has 7 continents that currently carry 193 countries. Those continents make up 29% of the Earth's surface, meaning that the vast majority of our planet, 71%, is comprised of water. Taking into consideration man automatically adapts to environmental conditions, why is it that I need to take swimming lessons?
Are you ready for kids who eat healthy? Good nutrition can lead to great things. To find out how a healthy lifestyle can help your child succeed, go to mypyramid.gov. A public service announcement brought to you by the Ad Council and USDA.
From the vantage point, Mafatu saw 6 war canoes drawn up on the beach. But Wet held the boy's eyes in awful trance, with the figures springing and leaping about the flames, darting, shifting, bounding toward the sky. The eaters of men. Cannibals. Firelight glistened on their oiled bodies, on flashing spears and bristling decorations. Mafatu watched the strange scene, powerless to move, and he felt doom itself breathing chill upon his neck. In that very instant, he heard a crashing in the undergrowth. 4 figures were tearing toward him through the jungle. He could see them now. He turned and ran blindly down the trail, slipping, sliding, stumbling, his breath all but choking in his throat. Only one thought gave him courage as he ran. His canoe ready and waiting. If only he could reach it before the savages overtook him. Explore new worlds. Find out what happens next by reading the book Call It Courage by Armstrong Sperry. For other great book ideas, visit literacy.gov.
Welcome back to The Crush. I'm Laura Lawson, your favorite Chardonnay-sipping diva. And, of course, today we are taking a diversion, and we are talking and sipping on some champagne to get an idea for this great beverage. And, of course, we have Jerome Gendin. He is joining us today, and I am butchering his name. I warned earlier I was going to call him JJ, and it's just safer at this point that we're going to nickname him. But in all sincerity, we have talked around champagne. We've talked about the bottle. We've seen how to savor a bottle. We've talked about sizes and regions. But for most people, we haven't hit on the most perfect idea. I know that my perfect beverage, whether I'm having a steak, whether I'm having macaroni and cheese, fried chicken, or even an egg dish, champagne matches everything for me. But people are kind of concerned. Obviously, we're trying to get away of champagne being a special occasion beverage. But what exactly do we serve it with? What do we do? Frank, I know that you do a lot of champagne dinners. How do you integrate that into what you do?
Well, it's funny that you say that, Laura. One of my favorite ways to drink champagne is at the movies with popcorn. the saltiness of the popcorn goes really well with the acidity of champagne. And that's the good thing about champagne, that it's a wine, and we do need to call it a wine because it is a wine. And it's a great wine to pair with great foods, sushi, lobster, chocolate, strawberries, desserts. And again, it's a big diversity of foods that can go with champagne.
I have made it a lifelong quest to try and find any food that won't go with champagne, and I have yet to find one. Jerome, is there anything that does not pair with champagne?
Nothing. The best for me is to pair with a lady, but that's personal.
You are going to have to focus. We're going to get you off the women for a little bit. Please, get on track. Come on, sweetheart.
I'm born French. I cannot.
Yes, I know.
It's the French charm.
It's the French charm?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'll work on that. Peter, during the break, we were kind of laughing about the idea of drinking champagne. Why do you drink champagne? What's the main reason?
It's one of those, you know, you've talked about celebrations and you've talked about special occasions, but from personal experience, it makes you smile. I mean, whether it's, I don't know if it's the popping of the cork, if it's the, you know, the bubbles that are in it, whatever it is, it just, if you're in a bad mood, it puts you in a good mood.
Does it make you bubbly, Peter?
It doesn't make me bubbly. It makes me happy.
Okay. Well, I'll keep that in mind. Next time you and I have to have a discourse, I'll make sure I bring a bottle of champagne with me.
I think Peter has got a job.
I think, Peter, he does. Gary, I know that you're a huge champagne fan. You've done some dinners. You've done some events. What is one of your favorite pairing or something unique you may have done with champagne?
Well, you've got classic things that you can go ahead and put with champagne. You know, one of the best things to do is have some oysters and champagne. I mean, there's a lot of things that you can do with oysters. And there's a lot of things you can do with champagne. And I love the idea of some of the classic pairings, but I agree with some of the comments that we've made here. It is the universal beverage. Everybody talks about, who's in the wine industry, if you're going to be stranded on an island, what's the one beverage that you want? And the one beverage that we, at least I know I've always stated, was champagne. It had to be champagne.
Okay, Gary's going from a mountaintop to an island.
Yes, I know. For those of you listening, please understand that Gary is counting down the minutes till he's heading out on vacation. So please understand his mindset as we kind of move through this. So definitely looking at it, if you have an island, understand also for our loyal listeners, you'll remember that Gary tends to be the snob to the point where they get together and drink so much wine, they have to think of very abstract ways of looking at things. So instead of discussing the wine in the glass, they find arguments as to if you were stranded for the rest of your life, could only drink one beverage, and they'll talk for 6 hours about what it should be.
I know. It's an incredible conversation. We get into an existentialist philosophical discussion as to why you want to have that kind of beverage. Fascinating stuff.
Well, that's what brings it up. Obviously, my answer is and always will be champagne. I think one of the coolest examples of this I ever saw, and this was when I actually converted to the concept of champagne, about 18 years ago, there was a gentleman by the name of Mike Jones. He worked for a competitor of Tattinger. And he came into the market and he did a tasting actually at a local club. And what he did, instead of doing a really formal thing where you had oysters and Parmesan cheese and all the great pairings for champagne, he had us get Oreos. He had us get Triscuits. We had to get crackers and Tabasco sauce. And in any way, shape, or form, he mixed all four of those different items. And every time you took a sip of champagne, whether it was with the Tabasco, the saltines, the Triscuits, or the Oreos, everything you tasted after that was refreshing. Jerome, I think a lot of people who sincerely look at champagne as a food item, why does champagne clear your palate after every sip? Why does it make everything taste so much better?
The acidity. Open your palates, open your tiny cells you've got in your palate to just taste the food. I agree with what the oyster said, you know, Tabasco especially. Any kind of a spicy food with champagne, it's rock and roll. It's great. It's just great.
I think people have a hard time. We actually had a winemaker on that I asked him. I said, you know, you live in California. You like Mexican food. What do you pair with it? And he said beer. And I really thought I was going to come through the microphone. I think champagne is the perfect complement to Mexican food.
Okay, nobody's perfect.
No, that's true. Nobody's perfect, except for me. Remember, I'm working on that. That's why we're moving your knife a little bit further away from you.
Saber.
All right. But we sincerely, when you look at great combinations, champagne can make or break a dinner all the way through. Whether you're having beef, whether you're having asparagus, it does not matter. So for those of you who like to either start the evening with champagne or finish the evening with champagne, please understand you can drink it all the way through. No repercussions, no harm, no anything else.
I would like to just to add something. There is still a really deep perception on this market, North America, that champagne gives headache. And many people tell me that. So I would like just to precise two things. First of all, most of the people, consumer here, had their first kind of champagne experience in their buddy, best buddy wedding when they focus on the diamond, of course, because they want peaceful in their new couple. And second on the limo, and third on the location. And after stay $100 for, you know, to feed the thirstiness of 50 people or 200. So they get crap, local, sparkling wine, and everybody blame us after. Mamp, wrong answer. Get knowledge before you tell me that. Number two, Yeah, I'm a snobby French, but that's true.
The true Frenchman is coming out.
Exactly, right. Exactly, because I'm picking on that. But I'm picking on that because I think people, like we all said, miss the point because of that and feel uncomfortable with champagne. But for the $35.99 in the shelf, you can have a great moment. You got five glasses. You can share it. Or you don't share it.
Share?
I mean, yeah, share. Yeah, no, it's not what you can understand. It's
you're
not,
wrong.
It's not in your dictionary. I understood that. But whatever, you share, you don't share, you enjoy it. But you become a prince just for 20 or 30 minutes of time to drink, you know, champagne like the royal family used to do. Now it's accessible to you. And again, how much do you pay a great bottle of wine? Whatever it is, local, Bordeaux, you know, Burgundy, New Zealand or Australian, at least $75 or $100. For $35, you got a great bottle of wine. And I agree with Peter, it's still a wine.
It absolutely is still a wine. On that note, we're going to take a small respite, but we will have more of the great champagne and French debate when we return.
Visit winecrush.com for guest information, wine recommendations, and more. This is the Wine Crush.
Z-Max. It helps your car, truck, motorcycle, or boat save gas and last longer. The secret of Z-Max is micro-lubrication. Z-Max penetrates deep into the metal of your engine and drivetrain where regular oil can't. Z-Max reduces heat and friction, dissipates carbon buildup, restores power, and reduces fuel consumption. Z-Max maintains mileage in your new car and improves mileage in your older car. Log on to Z-Max.com to find a Z-Max retail performance partner. Z-Max. Performance you can feel.
Available at Walmart.
Mr. Jackson, we're calling to say you're late on your credit card bill. Can you please call us to schedule a payment and avoid future late fees?
If you're getting collection calls from your credit card companies and you want to put a stop to it, gather your bills now and call the Debt Helpline.
Mr. Jackson, we've been trying to reach you. If we don't hear from you soon, your account will go into collections.
We can help you stop the late and over limit fees on most of your credit cards and reduce your high interest rates, in some cases up to 60%.
Mr. Jackson, this is our last warning call. The next call will be from our legal department.
Get your debt and credit card bills under control. Gather your bills and call today for a free consultation on how we can help you get out of debt. 800-948-6815. 800-948-6815. That's 800-948-6815.
When a legend like Carroll Shelby puts Z-Max in every car he owns, maybe you should too.
I know it works.
Z-Max with micro-lubrication reduces wear on vital engine parts and increases horsepower. If you're a custom engine builder or a do-it-yourselfer, Z-Max belongs in your car. Z-Max. Easy to use. One in your gas and one in your oil every 5,000 miles.
I put my name on the line on that, and I mean...
Log on to ZMAX.com and find a retail performance partner. Z-Max. Performance you can feel.
Available at Walmart.
Mozart toasties are so very great. Kids rejoice when Mozart's on their plate.
They know they're quite nutritious
and so delicious.
They'll lick the dishes
and soon you'll realize how impactful your kids involvement in the arts can be.
They'll get better grades, make more friends and express their individuality. When they learn to play some music, act or paint or dance or write creatively.
Hot from the toaster and filled with the essential creative thinking skills of an 18th century musical genius, Mozart Toasties are an important part of an arts-healthy childhood. Studies show that involvement in the arts helps kids increase test scores and promotes academic achievement. Feed your kids the arts. For 10 simple ways to learn how, visit AmericansForTheArts.org. The arts. Ask for more. Brought to you by Americans for the Arts, the NAMM Foundation, and the Ad Council.
Crush, I'm Laura Lawson, and all I can say to you out there is I hope you are having half as much fun as we are today in the studio. We have the international director from Tattinger, Mr. Jerome Jeandon, in the station, and of course we have our peanut gallery relaxing and enjoying. Well, we have covered most of the aspects of champagne, but I do want to touch on something real quick. The one thing I want to touch on is Jerome mentioned at the end of the last segment, talking about the fact that a lot of people's first experience with champagne was at a wedding, where people were trying to find something where they could satisfy 50 people and make them happy. Well, obviously, it gets expensive when you look at things like that, because people tend to think of bottles at a time. I need 750s. I need small bottles. I need to get this many bottles out of a glass. Champagne was actually one of the pioneers of what we call large format bottles in the business. And what's great, even though you enjoy the different size in your 750, it's great for one person, there are other options. Jerome, explain the different bottle sizes, the naming, and all the fun stuff behind that for our listeners.
I love you just mentioned a 750 for one person. Are you looking for a job? I love you.
Sweetie, I already have one. That's why you're here.
Okay, the different size, after the 750, we call it Magnum. Magnum means 1.5 liters, so 2 750.
You realize this is the only time I'm going to get you, it lets you get away with the metric system.
Yes.
Okay.
You have to. That's
yes,
why.
I have to.
So you have to, yeah, just to surrender for once. And
but the French are so good at it, I know you'd identify it.
I don't know.
Please go ahead.
That's okay. That's why we sell you champagne, you know.
Fair enough.
We fake to surrender. We make more business. French, not stupid. So to come back to the subject, the Magnums, regarding experience, it's the best size for the best quality.
Why?
No idea.
Okay.
Fair enough.
Fair enough.
Did you say no idea?
No idea.
Oh, no idea.
No idea.
We have rubbed off on him now here in the South. It's idea.
You know, guys, stay away from focus.
You know, guys,
All right, speaking of which, focus.
You know,
let's
guys
get back
who are
track.
Listening to me, to us, sorry, please support me because here they are really rude with me. Whatever, I like it as well. Okay, let's come back. Magnums, you know, to make long story short and seriously, we think that when we inject the yeast and the dosage of sugar to make the effervescence, you know, coming in the bottle, that's what the perfect, I would say, chemistry, you know, regarding the space. It's not because it's bigger, it's because it's Magnum.
Okay.
When you pour a Magnum of 750 of the same champagne, whatever is vintage or not vintage, for the same champagne house, to be fair, just behind the bar in the blind tasting, you will see it's day and night. Really.
Okay.
After you got the 3-liter double Magnum, but we call it a Jeroboam, not a double Magnum. After you got the 6 liters Methuselah, 9 liters Salmanazar, 12 liters Balthazar, 15 liters Nebuchadnezzar.
Now, it seems to me champagne, you know, we all laugh about it. Actually, Geary came up with one of the best little mnemonic devices ever to remember the different size bottles. Chances are, if I reminded him of it right now, he could never name the bottles. But just remove my socks before Nookie was his way of remembering all the different sizes of bottles. But it seems to me, doesn't champagne have a different size bottle than what we usually expect from still wine?
No, different name.
Okay.
And the still one have sometime 4.5 liters.
Okay.
That's, they call Rehoboam.
There we go.
We had that in champagne the old time. We don't have it anymore. But that's true. But most of the time it's the same, I would say, volume, but different name.
So these are great for people who want to do the parties. Obviously, this is great for large events when you're at restaurants, when you're at hotels, when you're at the house. My question for you, even me with my experience in the wine business, I'm sitting here and I'm staring at a 3-liter of champagne. I think it's an amazing way to serve wine, to sell wine. Get your hands off my bottle. Past that, it's very difficult to pour. Is there a trick to this? Is there something our listeners can do to learn how to pour this bottle? Because once we get past 3 liters, get to 6 liters, get to 15 liters, I can't even pick the bottle up.
Okay. I would say until 6 liters, it's possible. After it starts to be a challenge, I agree with you. So normally in a hotel or a country club, I would say a decent one, they have a chart or like I would say a special display just to carry it and to pour it. I would say it's not the biggest challenge. The biggest challenge is to uncork it.
Really?
Yes. I mean, try it. Normally, the right way to uncork a bottle of champagne is to stock the cork and you turn the bottle. You never turn the cork, otherwise you can break it. And it's still dangerous, and you have a piece, and you come with a cork opener, and it sounds like Beaujolais, and not really champagne, and you look like a little bit ridiculous.
Yes, and we've seen you with your knife. You know you're dangerous.
No. Saber. Please. Those who listen to us just call and complain. She called that a knife. What a pity. So to come back to the large bottles, I would say yes. To open a 12 or 15 liters, it has been a challenge. And recently, like Like a couple of weeks ago, I opened just before Christmas for a country club event, 10th anniversary, of 15 liters of Tête d'Angers. It took me 20 minutes to open it because it was, of course, in a big cart with rolls, you know, with ice to be chilled enough. And if you stuck the cork and you turn the bottle and it's icy, it's slippy. So I couldn't do it. It was a nightmare. It was like, whoa, 20 minutes. When I opened it, it was like a standing ovation. So whatever. People are just confused and think that the big bottles are only for movies. But instead of buying, let's say, 10 cases, you know, buy a 15 liters. You've got 20 bottles in it, which means almost two cases of 12 packs, you know. In one bottle, it's huge. When are you going to have that if it's not in your wedding or your 10th or 20th anniversary or 50 years birthday? Go for it, guys. Life is short.
So go for it. Buy a 15 liter, but good luck opening it. We'll send you Jerome.
I'm available. If one ladies are there, I'm available.
One of the things that we've done previously in weddings with large bottle formats, which bride and grooms really seem to like, is we'll do, whether it's a 3 liter or even larger, after they open the bottle and pour the bottle, we'll pass that bottle around to the guests that are there. Everybody signs it, and it's something that they can take home and remember for really the rest of their life.
Forever, yeah.
Yes.
And I think it's really touching. It's great.
It is always a brilliant memento to be able to do something like that. Well, we're going to take a small break here on The Crush. I know you're going to be sorry to see us go, but when we return, we'll wrap up the show and everything great that Jerome has told us.
Need a wine recommendation for a party? Want Laura to address something on the show? Email her at lauralawson@winecrush.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need health insurance, you need to make this free call and see how the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company can help you get it. They specialize in helping the self-employed and individuals just like you who need affordable health insurance to get it.
Here's the number. Call right now. 800-799-9991. 800-799-9991.
Don't take risks with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need affordable family health insurance, call now.
800-799-9991. 800-799-9991. 800-799-9991.
Not available in all states. Exclusions and limitations apply. North Richland Hills, Texas. Policy series on file. Not licensed in New York.
Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway announcement.
Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, against the better judgment of our management team, we're going to prove to you once and for all that Proactive works. So if you want to try it, give us a call, because we're going to let a million people try Proactive and receive our legendary refining face mask free if you call right now.
You heard it. Be one of the first callers and you'll receive a 60-day trial of Proactive Solution risk-free, plus a free refining face mask when you call 1-800-727-8614.
Proactive's combination therapy system uses prescription-grade acne medicine and soothing spa-quality botanicals to create a powerful acne-fighting system. It's so effective, it transforms blemishes and bumps into clear, smooth skin.
You can have beautiful, healthy-looking skin. Put us to the test and we'll prove it. Get your risk-free 60-day trial plus a free refining face mask. Call toll-free now, 1-800-727-8614. That's 1-800-727-8614.
Have you ever dreamed of being a karate master? Well, stop dreaming and start chomping with the Karate Glove.
Hi, my name's Molly, inventor of the Karate Glove, and I have just 1.5 words for you. Hi-ya!
The Karate Glove chomps through anything. Just put it on and instantly chomp through wood, concrete, brick walls, trees, small cars. It can even chomp through these 8 guitars. It chomps things.
If I can invent a karate glove, just imagine what you can do. Visit inventnow.org to get started on your invention. Anything's possible. Keep thinking.
Brought to you by the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office, the National Inventors Hall of Fame Foundation, and the Ad Council.
It's hi-ya time!
Yeah.
You're listening to The Wine Crush. I'm Laura Lawson, your recently converted champagne-sipping diva. And once again, I just can't reiterate, I hope you've had as much fun as I have. These last 2 hours sitting here with such a great group of people and, of course, an amazing man. I have to admit, I'm going to tip my hat, at least to this Frenchman, and say it has been an absolute pleasure to have you in my studio and to have you here. So, toast to you and cheers, Jerome. You have almost saved the Frenchman's reputation.
You're going to make me blushing. Thank you.
I seriously doubt that. But on a serious note, Jerome, as our listeners start and think ahead about champagne, is there anything you'd like to say to everyone to leave with them about the concept or the aspect of champagne?
Yeah, we talk about many things. We had jokes, we had fun, and I hope that people who are listening to us, you know, enjoy. But I would go more on the moving and touching area. First of all, those who still doubt about, you know, when and how we should drink champagne, I always think about the people we used to love, and even we still love them, but they are not here anymore. And everybody had that in the family. And after the funeral, we're just thinking, all human beings, like, why shouldn't I spend time for this weekend? Why should I was, you know, or was I too busy to come over there? And it's too late. So let's think about those mistakes in the past we've made and enjoying each minute, each second, each time we can have with our families, friends, whoever you think about. And let's drink to those first. And my last statement will be as from Normandy and not French, Normandy first. A couple of years ago, we know our administrations were not really close in France, but I do not care about administrations. I do care about people. And you have to understand one thing and never doubt about it. Whatever has been told and whatever is going to be said in the future, and I hope not anymore. We've been really sad in Normandy, not pissed off, really sad, because Normandy, the 51st state of the United States forever and for obvious reasons. And whenever you come there, whenever you knock the door, whatever it's 3 a.m., you will have the door open. And I would like just to thank each of you, your grandparents, because without you, I wouldn't be alive. And I don't take it for granted. And I would like to thank you. Thank you again. And my mother at 14 years old had our French kiss with a GI. True story. And she loved it. And just from humility and from the heart, cheers to the United States.
Salute.
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 Voila.
Voila. Jerome, your sentiment, of course, is echoed by everybody in this room. But ultimately, when it comes to it, you add a great diversity to Tattinger. You add an amazing addition to the States, and we do welcome you.
Thank you, Laura.
So for the Wine Crush and all of our gallery here, as always, we remind you, sip socially, drink responsibly, drink what you like, not what you're told, and always, in vino veritas, in wine, there is truth. I'm Laura Lawson, and I'll talk with you next week.